It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Super Center.
Thank you, Miller Man. Had a nice little team dinner last night as we all celebrated Donnie's birthday.
Yes.
Donnie turned the big 6-0 and,
what? So not quite. Not quite, but he's not that far away.
So we all celebrated. I noticed that, Mino was drinking pina coladas.
Yeah. And I did too. They were great.
He had destroyed about three of those by the time I got there. I arrived a little bit late. They look like giant vats of whipped cream.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you'd love them.
I've never seen pina coladas that frothy.
Yeah, George had one. Davey had one. I think Donnie had one. And Mino has a few.
Okay. Not to judge. But that has to be the least manly group of men I've ever seen in my life.
We don't care.
Everybody had the fruity drinks.
I had a beer.
We don't care. It's frozen.
And it's awesome.
It's awesome. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, I got no problem with it. I mean, if you you like what you like.
That's right.
And but it is interesting because usually guys don't say, hey, you guys want to go out for pina coladas?
True. Yeah. And there have been many times over the years that when the waiter brings two margaritas to the table for me and my wife, that he will hand her the strawberry margarita. And no, that's
my,
No, the mango, no, that's me.
Wow. When did you start liking fruity drinks? Was that something that you've always,
Done?
Liked,
yeah, I've always liked margaritas.
Okay, so in college when you guys used to go out, the other guys would get beer and you'd get...
I think I was mainly post-college margarita.
Oh, my God.
I don't think we could afford them when we were in college.
Post-college margarita. But, yeah, lots of quote-unquote girly drinks at the table, including a few that were sent over by a good P1, Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
Thanks.
Great.
Shout out to Jesse.
Here we are sitting at a place in San Bonaventura. How do you pronounce it? San Bonaventura? Where we're staying, the area where we're staying.
Yeah.
That's the name of the state park right down the road.
Uh-huh. And yeah, this P1 was in that bar and sent over a few drinks for us.
Yeah, it's very nice.
And George was immediately trying to give his away.
Well, I just...
You didn't trust
I didn't finish it.
It wasn't that.
It wasn't that. I just didn't want to have another...
How many drinks do you have?
Eight.
No,
I just had a couple and... few sips out of that. I tried to give it to Donnie.
And then, so we all eat our meal and have our drinks and have a good time. And then Giorgio and I got into laughing. Now, what's wrong with laughing?
Nothing
is wrong with laughing, is there?
It was the subject. And by the way, I don't think I've seen the two of you light up more this trip talking about this subject, and you had an audience. So the two of you were so in your element.
The table loved it. The table.
All except for one.
Us. Yeah, except for one. It's like, dude, I can't believe you guys are still talking about this.
I don't understand.
All we did.
Even he laughed a little bit.
All we did was just examine Moron Dog. This was new. It was completely new for us to do.
It was funny because somehow Moron Dog came up and Gordo said, yeah, this morning we were laughing at, and Bob goes, this morning?
Like, you guys are still.
You talk about it every morning.
Well, we're in broadcasting, and that's the greatest broadcasting moment in the history of business.
No one in the history has ever had
a moment like that.
And here we are again this morning talking about it.
And well, Tyler, I don't know if you can find it back there, but there's some younger listeners who may not be aware of what Moron Dog is. It happened. It was one. It's the most famous training camp moment in ticket history. We've had nothing this year that has surpassed Moron Dog.
How could anything ever surpass Moron Dog?
Let's take a listen.
Some 26 years ago.
Yeah, we put it at circa 2000.
Yeah, that's what Bob thought, that it was 2000, Wichita Falls, and his broadcast partner just thought he'd bring a dog to training camp, a young poodle named Cornelius.
There's been a lot of talk these last couple days in Detroit as the trade deadline nears. Some people even suggesting that maybe what we need to do is trade Juan now. The Detroit Tigers are talking about that. What's interesting, Dan, is I'm sure that station brought this up yesterday, but we didn't talk about it at all. Maybe the station didn't bring it up at all. Would you try to focus a little bit?
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking, not me.
I'm not whistling on the air for
well,
my
maybe
dog.
Don't let him eat the napkin. Sitting right next to you.
Well, you're going to be a whip, Dan.
Gosh, man, you're a whip right now. Who told you to breed the freaking dog in the first place?
I thought you were going to be a professional broadcaster and not acknowledge
I don't care.
Stuff on
hey, you know what? If your dog
air.
Wants to eat napkins, come over here. Have another one, you moron dog.
Then it'll interrupt your segment.
Yeah, it's fiber.
You ready? Ready to
I
talk
was
some
paying
sports?
Attention.
You weren't. You were whistling for your dog.
I was listening. I heard.
Here, boy.
We went over
no,
this
Bob, I'm
meeting.
Listening. Here, boy. Down here. Here. Come here.
What? We went over this in a meeting. You do the show for the P1s, not for me.
Obviously.
Oh, it's so great.
It almost gets better with time.
Yeah, it does. It ages so well. And how long is that? 38 seconds or something? And it's just...
It's a minute.
Nothing. It's a minute, and it's nothing but home runs. It's the entire side hitting yeah. a home run in that 1 minute. Unbelievable. Yeah,
it needs majestic
around
music
the batting
under
order
it.
At least once on that.
Moron dog.
Boy, I noticed something new there that maybe we'd just forgotten. The first time that Bob talked about was the idea of Juan Gonzalez being traded is how did he phrase it? Well, and I think that station talked about it. That station talked
yeah,
about
that,
it.
That station talked about it. Or maybe they didn't talk about it at all.
That's my
I think he said,
line.
Or maybe they did talk about
yeah.
it at all.
Yeah.
That's my favorite line.
I don't know. Let's,
he's been distracted.
Yes.
And
so
he's, not,
he's messing up his
yeah,
words.
Right.
And, anyway, Bob. So Bob... We're talking about it at dinner last night, and Bob is still just as annoyed. He's still annoyed at the incident. It's like, bitch, how does anyone think it's okay to bring a dog?
The training camp.
Like, he still is not over that.
Training
that part
camp
of
is a high, holy place for Bob.
And then he's still offended that we're talking about the incident as well. So it's nothing but a blood pressure spiker for Bob either on either front.
And we're still trying to find out. Who told?
Yeah,
Dan
who told him to bring the dog
bring
in
the
first
dog
place?
In the, yeah,
Bob knew that someone told him. It wasn't a matter if someone told him; it was who told you. Who told you to do it?
Bob needs to know.
He knew Dan was under direct orders to bring that dog.
He's going to find out.
I'm looking forward to say 25 years down the road when I visit you guys in the home. And every day you'll have rooms next to each other, and every day you'll get together at lunch and talk about Moron Dog.
Yeah, that's right. It's great. It's like a great book. It's like the Brothers Karamazov. Yeah, you can talk about it for a long period of time.
Ends.
There's so many layers to it. So anyway, we talked about that quite a bit.
Poor Bob. Every night I say a prayer for Bob.
You do?
Yeah. Because he has to put up with us and bringing up this...
Would you try to focus a little bit?
I don't get why it bothers him.
I brought up, can I stick my tongue down your throat to him yesterday? And he will embrace that one.
He embraces,
yeah,
when,
he embraces
when
that
he threatened
one.
Me a hand.
Can I stick my tongue down your throat?
When he, I don't know if you can find that one, Tyler. The setup on that one just kills me.
What a museum of audio this
Radio
is.
1310 to take. I wanted to ask you a serious question. It's not really serious, but it's the idea of your impact on sports with regards to causes. I mean, we see all the little girls here who feel you're a major hero to them and so forth. But also, he got the soccer cause. So I'm almost wondering,
can I stick my tongue down your throat?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm wondering which cause.
So perfectly placed.
Better being a hero to young girls. all this empowerment
all
followed
that,
by that.
I'm almost wondering.
And I'm almost wondering.
And then I love hearing Mia Hamm laugh. She had to be so confused.
I'm almost wondering, can I stick my tongue down your throat? Down your throat.
Me is.
It's unbelievable what friendly fire Bob is taking in that segment from his own crew.
Oh, God. Wow, that is so great.
All of that against that backdrop.
And against that backdrop, and having said that, Mia.
Can I? I'm almost wondering.
I'm almost wondering this now, and I want you to be aware I'm right on the precipice of wondering this.
Oh, man.
Giving you fair warning that I'm about to wonder this.
Oh,
and Bob starts that one off with such nervous talking, too. It's that's your serious question. Well, I mean, it's not a serious question. Arguing with himself. And oh, my gosh. So, anyway, fun time for the disabled at dinner last night.
Yes.
As we all sat there and drank, and Corby held court and told us funny stories. So it was good to hear from him. Corby just has the scuttlebutt on everyone. He's always
everything.
Got a story.
Did you hear
this? Did you hear that? he's got it all. And he'll tell it all. That's the other thing.
Yeah. Unfiltered.
If you want information out there, you can use telephone, telegraph, or telecorby. It will be disseminated. And then we had a beautiful walk back home. It was just so glorious, so wonderful. George gets mad at me because I was trying to participate in free cycling. Now, we've all heard of recycling, mm-hmm. but do you know what free cycling is?
I witnessed it last night. As we walked by this driveway that had boxes of junk.
It wasn't junk.
And Gordo's rifling through it. I said, man, that's the last thing you need is more stuff.
There's all these little cute bungalows there along the beach out where we're staying. And there were a couple of boxes that were set out on the end of the driveway with a cardboard sign that just said free. And there was like a child's booster seat there. There was a collection of books. And one of the books, actually, there was only a couple books, and they were both related to being the children of alcoholics. A little depressing, but. And then there was a stack of DVDs, musical DVDs, Jimmy Buffett in concert.
I can see why that was put out
and
there.
And then, dude, Jimmy Buffett is beloved.
I know.
And James Taylor in concert. And it was just free. What a great idea. Rather than throw it away, you just put a box out. Every week or so, just here are the new free items that anyone can take.
End of the day, and those boxes were still full. A lot of people walked by and went, that's all right.
These are all the things that even the homeless out here passed on.
Yeah,
and yet, I was interested.
Yeah.
I thought that these were treasures.
Did you take anything?
No, he shamed me so much that I didn't take anything.
I didn't mean to
these
shame
people,
you, but I was just like, man, you don't need any more of that. Junk?
These people wanted it to go to a new home, and George thwarted their plans because he was there making fun of me.
No, dude, you make enough money, you need to buy stuff.
No,
I want you to buy
I just
stuff.
Didn't think
you
needed
to participate in the consumer culture.
I just didn't think you needed a used booster seat or now the books. If you saw a book in there, that's fine, I guess. But
no, oh, yeah, good. I'm glad
clothing,
that's okay with you.
Clothing,
it's fine. I guess.
It's fine.
DVDs.
I guess.
Where you gonna play a DVD? You don't have a. You don't use a DVD player.
Well, I was
anymore.
Gonna go back the next day to see if they had a DVD player.
See,
out there. Something like
you
that.
No use for it.
And once again, the walks out here, as I mentioned earlier in the week, it's so great that you can actually walk to dinner and walk back with your friends. We had these incredibly pleasant walks together. And then when we get closer to the hotel where we're staying, we notice, man, we are just a few minutes from sundown. And the sun was so beautiful, just a huge, bright orange disc that was hanging just an inch above the horizon.
The ocean in
the
front.
The ocean in front of it. And so George had to get back. So you peeled off and went to the hotel, but we walked down to the beach, Junior and I.
Did y'all hold hands?
And had a nice romantic watching the sunset, and it was sinking back behind the fairgrounds out of the Ventura County Fair. So you see
looked like a
Ferris
good
wheel and everything like that, and then this orange sun that was so beautiful
was
sinking
great.
Back behind that. So we got to see a beautiful sunset.
Really cool breeze coming off the ocean.
Nice.
And June said, I don't know when the last time I saw a sunset in Dallas. I don't know if I ever have.
I know. I know, because you can't see it from my house.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're engulfed by the city, so you never really see the horizon.
Mm-hmm. And this, I notice every time I watch a sunset out here, people stop to watch it.
Yeah.
Like even,
yeah.
Even glocals will stop to watch the sunset.
We have been Denton County, and there's no prettier sunset than a PK sunset.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
George just showed us a shot there.
That's great.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Look at that.
And then there's some people who, like, I think it was Norm MacDonald said, took me like, I don't know, 50 years on vacation somewhere. I had to watch the sunset, and I realized I don't even like watching sunsets. Why am I doing this? I don't watch a blanket sun go down. I don't care about that.
Man.
So he was discovering that about himself late and didn't understand why some people wanted to watch sunsets.
Oh, I think it's my favorite moment of the day. I love sunset.
Uh-huh.
So beautiful.
Sunrise is pretty amazing, too.
Yeah, it is.
Sunrise is always brighter. Like, when it pops up, it seems like it's a lot brighter than sunset for some reason.
Yeah. My boy sitting in that deer stand or wherever, walking through a pasture, and you can finally start seeing something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gets light, really, and then cool. About 15 minutes after it starts getting light, you see that thing peeking up over the horizon.
Yeah.
And then you put an arrow through the heart of a pig.
Finally some frontier justice.
So a great time had by all. No question.
No question.
We were coming up a winner.